Well, hello, it's Dr. Allen here at the Health News Weekly Show, and today we have a special guest, Dr. Thad Deal. And Dr. Thad is the clinical director of the Advanced Center for Pain Relief and Wellness. Hello, Dr. Thad, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Well, fantastic. We're happy that you're here. I want to take a minute before we actually start to just tell our audience a little bit about you. And Dr. Thad has a background in athletics, to say the least. He subscribes to the philosophy, give blood, play rugby. I'm kidding, of course, but he actually played rugby for the Palmer Chiropractic School, and hopefully he'll mention something about that. He also went on at one time a special mission to deliver chiropractic care to the people of Fiji, which I think is really interesting. But really what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Thad is his functional approach to chronic health problems. And this is really a great topic because there's a lot of people out there suffering with chronic problems, and it takes a real specialist to be able to deal with those people, give those people relief, treat those people. Not everyone's willing to do it. It's a tough road. It's a tough game, but this is really where Dr. Thad's expertise lies. So, Dr. Thad, why don't we start out? Tell us a little bit about how you got into chiropractic and a little bit about your experience in practicing.
Well, I was fortunate growing up to have a family friend who was a chiropractor, so I went periodically, mostly for injuries and pain relief. It wasn't actually until college when I began playing rugby, actually with that doctor's sons, that I began to learn more about the natural healing philosophy of chiropractic and got to see how much more potential there was for not just recovery and relief from neck and back pain, but also to help stay healthy and optimize athletic performance. So that got me really excited. And that's what led me to go to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. As you mentioned, I played rugby while I was there, but also while I was there is where my eyes were really opened up to the healing potential of chiropractic, as I mentioned, far more beyond back and neck pain. Also, as you mentioned, probably the highlight of my time there was the opportunity to go to Fiji to deliver chiropractic care to underprivileged areas there. Following graduation and a brief preceptorship, I opened up Beal Family Chiropractic in State College, Pennsylvania in the spring of 2004. We were a traditional family chiropractic office offering primary relief, corrective, and family wellness type care, but as our office grew and evolved over time, we shifted our focus, and in the spring of this year, the Advanced Center for Pain Relief and Wellness was established to better reflect our mission and what we had to offer to the community here.
Right, okay, well, that's great, and you know, I always wonder about this because, as I said before, not a lot of doctors really want to deal with the chronically hard-to-treat patients. So give me a sense of, you know, how'd you decide to do that? You know, what really led you to really want to work with those people that really, I guess, suffer the most?
Well, frankly, it was out of necessity. As our practice grew and I began to market more, I began to see more severe chronic cases. People have been suffering for 5, 10, 15, even 30 years. They've been the doctor after doctor, never been given an answer or effective solution to their problem. While their health continues to decline, as an office, our purpose always has been to help as many people as possible to get well naturally without unnecessary drugs or surgery, and we're always fairly successful doing that with just traditional chiropractic. But what always bothered me were the ones that we weren't able to help, or we weren't able to help as much as I would have liked. And those were the ones I took home with me. As my wife will tell you, I often think about those ones the most. So
I've been there myself practicing for 20-something years, and I could tell you it's the ones that you take home with you at night that, of course, you always, that always motivate you to just do more or learn more or be more. And I totally know where you're coming from there, and that's great. So tell me a little bit about what makes your approach different, let's say, than the average chiropractor. I mean, what actually do you do, or what's you really base your therapies on? Or
the big thing is we treat the individual and not their diagnosis. I understand that people want to have a name on what they have, but a diagnosis is really just putting a label on a set of symptoms. And many, many times these diagnoses are incorrect. But worse than that, they don't tell me anything about what's causing the patient's symptoms, or more importantly, what we need to do to make it better and to get rid of them. Five people could walk in this office with the same set of symptoms and same diagnosis, but have five completely different reasons why they're feeling that way. So we don't want to get caught up in this traditional diagnosis. We use what we call a functional diagnosis, meaning let's look at the areas of the brain and nervous system which may or may not be working right, and let's look at all the other systems of the body which may not be working right. Then based on our exam findings, we can design a specific treatment program to address them through chiropractic adjustments, functional neurology, nutrition, and lifestyle.
Okay, well, you know, you just mentioned functional neurology, and you and I have spoken before, of course, and that's really a strong connection that you and I have the neurology background. But tell our audience, what is functional neurology?
Well, functional neurology attempts to address neurological problems non-pharmacologically or without drugs or surgery, so it fits extremely well into our office philosophy. And we can do this by doing a functional assessment of the person's brain and nervous system. By doing a very thorough exam, can determine specifically which parts of the person's brain are weak or underfined, and then we can strengthen them using specific exercises or activities. For instance, if I may diagnose someone with a lack of firing in the parietal lobe of the brain, and this may be causing them to have numbness, burning, or tingling in their hands or their feet. Well, if we find that they have a problem in the parietal lobe, there are specific things that we can do to increase firing in the parietal lobe. Your brain and your nervous system need two things to survive and thrive. They need fuel and activation. And fuel comes in the form of glucose and oxygen. Unfortunately, as we age, our body's ability to utilize oxygen decreases by about 1% a year beyond the age of 20. So we often use supplemental oxygen with our chronic pain patients to help them heal faster. And by doing exercise with oxygen therapy, we can increase brain firing and help a number of chronic conditions. If an area of the brain stem called your mesencephalon is overfiring, you can get sympathetic fight or flight type responses like sensitivity to light, migraine headaches, increased sweating, insomnia, increased heart rate or heart arrhythmias. You can have irritable bowel type symptoms, fluctuation between constipation and diarrhea. You might suffer from chronic urinary tract infections or just be tired all the time. And last but not least, this can cause you chronic pain. Another very important part of the brain is the cerebellum. The cerebellum is in the back part of the brain, and it controls balance, coordinated movement, and also the involuntary muscle tone of the muscles along the spine. So if the cerebellum's not firing properly, these muscles can spasm. When I say firing, I mean functioning. There's a lack of function in the cerebellum. It can cause these muscles to spasm, and these spinal joints will lock up, and these discs will bulge and degenerate. I often tell patients that their cerebellum is kind of like a top, and that as it slows down, we start to wobble a little bit more. So this has to be checked in anyone with dizziness or balance problems.
So you're really saying, and I totally agree with you, so what you're really saying is what you really do and what you mean by functional neurology is you could take a look at something going on in the person's body, whatever that symptom might be. As you said, it could be dizziness, it could be digestion, it could be headaches, it could be almost anything, and you literally take it to the highest level of seeing how the brain itself is functioning, and then develop a treatment protocol that really affects not only the brain, as you say, but also affects the symptom they're having, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, I know we've spoken before, and you've also mentioned the term functional nutrition, and give us an idea of what that is and how you combine that with the functional neurology.
Well, in functional nutrition, we make our recommendations based on specific lab testing. It's a very comprehensive approach and much more thorough than is typically done in medicine. We need to assess blood sugars levels, your gut function, liver, thyroid, your adrenal glands. We can look at hormones and also your immune system. And we need to check for proper blood sugar regulation and anemias, particularly. Both of these can affect your fuel supply. But we'll also look for inflammation. Almost all the chronic pain patients that I see have issues dealing with inflammation. We might also look for food allergies and sensitivities. And by dissecting your immune system, we can check for what's called an autoimmune condition. It's a fairly common but often overlooked problem by typical medicine. But what happens is the body produces antibodies against itself, and some of these antibodies can attack myelin, the fatty sheath surrounding your nerves, and this can cause neuropathies, so these have to be checked for.
Let's go back. You said about blood work. I'm really intrigued about this. Excuse me. What's the difference between when you're looking at a functional evaluation, when you're looking at that compared to, let's say, normal lab values?
Well, laboratory ranges used in medicine are just far too broad. Essentially, everyone who has had a lab at a specific location has a bell curve analysis applied to their results, and then they throw out the really low and the really high, and everything in between is considered normal, and this is ridiculous, actually. It's inadequate, especially for people suffering from chronic conditions, because these numbers may not be normal for you. So what we do is we use much narrower, what we call functional ranges. And I can tell you, by using these narrow ranges, we pick up a lot of problems that are missed or overlooked using the laboratory ranges. We also, by ordering our own tests, can get more comprehensive panels than typically your HMO or PPO will order. And this allows us to pick up patterns and really pinpoint what's going on in that patient. And once we find out that information, we can address these abnormalities using the highest quality all-natural supplements and through diet and lifestyle modification, as opposed to drugs which inhibit or suppress. We're actually enhancing the person's physiology and supporting it.
So you really, it sounds like it's really a very, it's a whole comprehensive approach to dealing with these chronic people, hence the functional approach to chronic health problems, obviously. So you do functional neurology, fantastic, functional nutrition. You really look at functional ranges of lab results, which nobody else does. And I know that you are a technical guy. I mean, I know that you're always, you know, looking for the most technical equipment and most technical diagnostic tools. Tell us a little bit about that whole technical side of your office that people need to know about.
Sure. We use non-surgical spinal decompression for people with disc problems and spinal stenosis. Decompression allows us to gently traction the spine and create a negative disc pressure within the disc, which can allow any bulged or herniated material to be drawn back in, but it also takes pressure off the disc and the nerves and allows the patient to heal. But while we're doing this, even on someone who has had prior back surgeries or may have fusion, if we do it at a very light pull, we can cause a slow stretch of the muscles along the spine, which will cause that cerebellum and parietal lobe to fire, improving their function. We also have what is called an ATM in our office, actually the ATM 2. ATM stands for active therapeutic movement, and it allows us to isolate painful movements and actually retrain the brain and nervous system to learn new pain-free movement patterns. It also helps to improve range of motion and decrease pain. It really works great for improving posture. We can use this on the neck, back, shoulder, hips, knees, and many professional athletes, especially golfers, use this as part of their rehabilitation programs and to help them actually improve their performance and swing. We also use a cold laser in our office sometimes to help accelerate healing by stimulating tissues and decreasing pain and inflammation. But something specific we use for peripheral neuropathy patients is something called the Health Light Infrared Boot. And this helps to accelerate healing, especially in the peripheral neuropathy patient. And we also use whole body vibration. It provides some of the same benefits of cardiovascular exercise, which is really important in some of these older patients or people who are in a lot of pain that are unable to exercise. We're still able to recreate some of those same benefits, like improved blood flow, oxygenation of tissues, increased lymphatic flow. We can help build muscle tone and bone density while decreasing cortisol levels. This is also really great stimulation for the cerebellum and at the parietal lobe. While we use a lot of this technology in our office, some of the most powerful things we do are the most simple. Things like olfactory stimulation, auditory stimulation. We use all your senses to help target different areas of your brain to help them improve their function. And what's really powerful about it is the specificity which we apply them.
So this is really amazing what's going on in your role. You really have a lot of things that you're doing there. This is really great. So I want to talk about really what this really means to, you know, who you treat, the kind of people you treat. But before I do that, I want you to just take a minute and just tell people where your office is, how to get in touch with you, and then we'll go on. But I want to make sure we don't forget that. So take a second right now. Tell them, you know, where your office is located, your phone number, if you have a website, everything.
Sure. We're located in State College, Pennsylvania, home of Penn State University. The best way probably to get a hold of us is by calling our office at 814-238-0232, or you can visit our website and get more information at centercountypainrelief.com.
Okay, say that one more time. It's a mouthful there. Give us that web address one more time.
Sure, it's www.centercountypainrelief.com.
Okay, great. Now let's bring it more on a level now for, you know, for the people that our audience that's listening to this who are interested in finding out how do you know that if you could help them or help them with their problems. So why don't you tell me a couple of things. One, tell us, I'm going to give you a multiple question here. Tell us the type of conditions you treat. Tell us, one, if you treat, you know, children as well as adults, you know, males, females. Give us an overview of really the kind of patient that walks in your office and what kind of people should really consider coming to your office to take advantage of all these great things that you're doing.
Well, that's what's great and really gets me excited about doing this type of work. I feel that almost everyone that comes in our door now, with very, very few exceptions, we're going to be able to help. Maybe not cure them, but we're going to be able to drastically improve the quality of their life by improving their physiology and their function. I no longer have to tell people I don't know if I can help them or not, because I know I can, because our comprehensive multi-pronged approach allows us to treat such a wide variety of conditions and really get great results, because we're supporting our patients structurally, we're supporting them neurologically, and we're supporting them metabolically. It allows us to take care of things like fibromyalgia and migraine headaches, but also childhood learning disorders like autism and ADHD, spinal stenosis, balance problems, even some metabolic and autoimmune conditions like thyroid problems, multiple sclerosis, early stage Alzheimer's. The list just goes on and on.
I mean, how old is the youngest person you actually treat?
Well, the youngest right now is my daughter, Sunny. She's 7 weeks this Sunday, but she was adjusted her first day of life, as was my son. But we see children, newborns.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how does someone know if they should be seeking your care? In other words, how would they know on their own that they need to see you primarily?
Well, first of all, we do take care of people who are interested just in improving their health. So anyone with that interest can definitely benefit, but particularly someone who's been to doctor after doctor and never been given any kind of relief or answer other than medication, that's the type of person that I think should consider looking outside the box for another answer.
And what about the people? And what about the people who really feel, you know, that they're really feeling pretty good? They don't have any symptoms. Is it pay for them to come in and get some of this functional type of evaluation, the neurology, the nutrition, and things, even though they think they're feeling fine?
Oh, absolutely. I myself and everyone in my family use a chiropractic as our primary method of healthcare to stay healthy, and we know that you can't base your health on how you're feeling, and so that's why this functional approach works best, because we care about your symptoms, but that's not what we're addressing. We're looking at function, and everyone can benefit from improved function.
You know, I have to say I love your approach to this. I know that working with chronic health problems, people with chronic symptoms, is really a tough game, and you seem to have really put together an approach here that's really fantastic. And I will say that I've been in practice myself, as I said, for 20-something years, and this is a real specialty you're doing. There are not a lot of people out there that are doing what you're doing, and I know why, because it's a very tough game. It requires a lot of your time and energy. I know you've put a lot of work into the level of expertise that you already have. What I want you to do, though, I know that we're running out of time, and we do appreciate the time you spent with us today, but I really want you to give us an overall summing up what you'd say to someone that's been suffering with a chronic health problem. Just sort of give our audience a general, really, overview of really your whole approach to this thing and what they need to know.
The first thing I'd tell them, not to give up. I know, and I've seen with my own eyes how frustrating it can be going to doctor, trying to get the answers that you're looking for. But believe me, there is hope out there. Sometimes you just have to look outside of the traditional box to find it. Traditional medicine has a very poor record with treating these chronic healthcare conditions. Most people have little or no chance in that system, unfortunately. But I strongly believe that every individual has the unlimited potential to be healthy and happy. And we just need to tap that potential and allow it to be expressed and realized. More than anything else, we believe in restoring hope one patient at a time.
Great, great stuff. Do me a favor, give everyone your contact information again, your phone number, your website, everything.
Sure. It's Dr. Thad Deal, and our clinic name is Advanced Center for Pain Relief and Wellness in State College, Pennsylvania. Our phone number is 814-238-0232, and our website is www.centrepainrelief.com.
Great, thanks. And let me ask you another question. Do you do talks and things outside the office if people are interested in having you come to their organization or their business, their corporation, or their church, whatever? Do you actually go out of the office and do talks also?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that we try to do as often as possible to help us fulfill our mission and our purpose as reaching as many people as we can.
And would they use your same phone number to get in touch with you regarding that?
Yes, they could reach me there, or they could also reach me through my email at drthad@verizon.net, drthad@verizon.net.
Excellent. I want to tell you that this has really been a great opportunity for our audience. As I said, not many people do what your specialty is. It's really fantastic, and I know that everyone's really going to love that with this interview. For the people that haven't heard it live, that are going to hear it, you know, through your website, and I know that you're going to make this available to everybody. We'd really like, if possible, I'm going to throw this out. I know it's asking a lot. You're a really busy guy, but we'd really love you to come back. You have an unbelievable wealth of information that we'd think that you'd really be. Our audience would love to hear more from you. So let's really look for maybe a date in the future we could do that. Again, I really want to thank you for coming and taking the time out of your busy schedule. This has just been fascinating. The stuff that you do is really great. So let me again thank you for being with us today. And again, I'm going to give you the last words. Is there anything else you want to add? And then we'll just sum the whole thing up.
No, I just appreciate you for giving me the opportunity today to get my message out there. And I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, it's really been our pleasure, and this is Dr. Alan Weinstein for the Health News Weekly show. We've been talking to Dr. Thad Deal. Make sure that you visit his website, get in touch with him. He has a unique approach to dealing with functional approaches to chronic health problems. There's not a lot of people that could do what Dr. Thad can do. So we really want to make sure that if you're in that audience, our audience, really take advantage of his knowledge base. Call his office, touch base with him, because he can give you something that very few doctors are really capable of doing. Again, Dr. Thad, thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, Dr. Alan. You have a great day.
You too.